Special Witness. Why is it important for me to pray? Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles shares some of his thoughts on this subject. Answers to prayers were most clear when what I wanted was silenced by an overpowering need to know what God wanted. It is then that the answer from a loving Heavenly Father can be spoken to the mind by the still small voice and can be written on the heart. When the Savior appeared among the people on the American continent, He taught them how to pray. He used the words, "Pray always." That doesn't mean now and then. It doesn't mean to pray only when you feel like it. We can pray every day to know what God would have us do. We can commit to start to do it quickly when the answer comes. Then we can choose to obey. The first, the middle, and the last thing to do is to pray. Personal prayer can build our faith to do what God commands. We are commanded to pray always that we will not be overcome. Note, from In the Strength of the Lord, Ensign May 2004, page 17. Spiritual Preparedness, Start Early and Be Steady. Ensign November 2005, pages 39 through 40. Write Upon My Heart. Ensign November 2000, page 86. To Draw Closer to God, Ensign May 1991, page 66. End of Special Witness, Why It Is Important for Me to Pray, by Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.